大家好。
Good afternoon.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢主你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
特别今天提到书提醒我们主你的给我们的咒恩。
Especially the salvation mentioned in Titus chapter 3.
让我们每一次想到我们的咒恩的时候，我们就更感谢我们的主耶稣。
So every time when we ponder on our salvation, we thank the Lord Jesus.
愿意主你的话语再次改变我们。
May your words once again change our life.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我第一次去教会的时候呢，是1977年。
The first time I went to church is 1977.
当时我是13岁。
I was 13 years old.
只是在我亲戚朋友当中呢，没有一个是基督徒。
Among my relatives and friends, there was no Christian.
特别，其实我外公外婆呢，他拜佛、拜这些菩萨呢，是很厉害的。
My grandparents are devout a Buddha worshipper.
所以我从来没有读过圣经。
So I have never read the Bibles.
也不知道去教会是一回什么的事情。
I don't know what church is.
但是呢，我哥哥因为在中学有一个同学呢，向他传福音，他就信了耶稣。
And my older brother, he has a classmate in the high school, and was a Christian, so he spread the gospel to my brother.
他去了教会八年以后，他也带我跟我的姐姐一起去。
So half years after he went to church, he brought my sisters and I to church.
那么我去到这个教会呢，其实跟这个教会差不多，大概是100人。
So the church I went at that time was about the size of our church, about around 100 people.
聚会的地方呢，其实一点都不像一个教堂。
So the place where people worshipped didn't look like a church.
好像一个平常的家庭住的一个地方。
It's just like a residential area, a place.
但我去了第一次去了以后呢，我的感觉就非常好。
But the first time I went there, it's left me a good impression.
主要的原因，因为我觉得呢，这些基督徒啊，都是超好人。
The main reason is I thought those Christians are super nice guy.
其实他们都不认识我，但是对我的是非常热忱的。
Actually, they didn't know me, but they are very warm to me.
很关心我的需要。
And they seems very care about my needs.
特别因为我哥哥当时中学毕业以后，他就去了美国念大学。
Especially after my elder brother graduated from high school, he went to America for college.
当时因为我年纪比较小，这个教会离我的家比较远，所以呢，我父母不放心我一个人去。
So at that time, I was young, and the church was far away from my home, and my parents, they don't feel at ease letting me go to church by myself.
所以当时教会有一个年轻人，其实他只是大我大概六年而已。
There was a young man. Actually, he was only 6 years older than me.
他基本上是住在教会附近的。
He lived nearby the church.
但是每一个星期天呢，他会坐公车来到我家，带我去教会。
But every Sunday.He would ride the bus to my home and then took me to the church.
这个有一年这么长的时间。
And that lasted about a year.
那我相信呢，在我们中间很多人，他第一次接触基督教的时候，都有同一样的感觉。
I believe many among us, when you first know the Christianity, is have the same experience.
很多时候呢，我们来到这个地方，是基督徒借我们飞机的。
So when we came here, it's Christian who went to the airport to meet us.
也是他们帮助我们找房子的。
And they help us to find the housing.
又带我如果你没有车子的时候，他会带你去买菜。
If you don't have car, they will take you to grocery shopping.
每年有什么周过节的时候，他会请你吃饭。
And during the holidays, they would invite you for dinner.
所以呢，这个是我当时去欧洲会的时候呢，的一个感受。
So that is my impression when I was in church at that time.
我非常羡慕这些基督徒。
I really want to be like those Christians.
我也希望，因为他们我也希望好像他们一样。
I want to be like them.
所以呢，我开始就是最开始的时候呢，我就是去学习要成为一个基督徒。
So in the very beginning, I tried to learn to be a Christian.
当我读圣经的时候呢，我觉得圣经也是蛮合理的。
So when I read the Bible, I found the Bible's teachings is reasonable.
比方说呢，提到书第三章第一到二节呢，讲到呢，做基督徒的要顺服做官的、掌权的、遵他的命。
For example, in Titus chapter 3, it says, Christians should be submissive to rulers, authorities, and be obedient.
那么就是做一个奉公守法的一个人呢。
That is to be a law-abiding citizen.
第二节讲到了准备行各样的善事。
And verse 2 mentions to do the good things.
那么第二节就解释了什么叫善事啊。
And verse 2 explain what are the good things.
就是不诽谤，不增进。
And that is speak evil of no one to avoid quarreling.
这句话的意思就是你对别人的时候，无论你是言语上面，或者是行为上面，你都不会伤害人。
So that means that you do not harm people verbally or in your behavior.
基督他说总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
And continue said, be gentle and show perfect courtesy towards all people.
这里就是讲了，无论他对方是你的朋友，是你的敌人。你都是以和平温柔去对待他。
So, that means that no matter the other party are your friends or enemies, and you need to treat them gently and show the courtesy to them.
所以读圣经的人，当时我的反应就是啊，如果全世界的人都好像圣经所讲的，那么这个世界就和平了。
So my reaction is, if everyone in this world behave like that, won't this world be peaceful?
所以当时我对圣经的了解，就好像我觉得这就好像中国这些道德的书一样的。
So my understanding about the Bible at that time was that the Bible just like the Chinese the books of virtue.
这个就跟我从前有一个同事的看法一样。
It is similar to one of my colleagues thinks.
后来我信了耶稣以后，我向人家传福音的时候，我就跟我一个同事传福音，劝他信耶稣。
After I believe in Jesus, I spread the gospel to one of my colleagues.
大家看好吗？我坐在第二排就听不行了。
哦，好，大声一点，好。那么呢，他，我就劝他成为一个基督徒。那么呢，他就说。那么我跟着圣经去做，岂不是就可以的吗
？So I tried to persuade him to become Christian, and he said, "If I follow the Bible, isn't that enough?"
所以呢，今天呢，我要解释我们对基督教的几个误解。
So today I will explain several misunderstanding about Christianity.
第一个误解呢，就是。基督徒并非学回来的。
So the first misunderstanding is the Christian you cannot learn to be a Christian.
很多人以为呢，你可以通过学习成为一个基督徒。
Many people think you can learn to be a Christian.
如果你问任何的一个基督徒的时候，他都会告诉你，成为一个基督徒不是简直，可以做得到。
If you ask any Christian, they will tell you, you cannot be Christian by learning.
特别的，保罗在第三节讲到基督徒从前是怎么样的。
Especially Paul mentioned what the Christian used to look like in verse 3.
第三节讲到了我们就是基督徒。从前也是无知，叛逆的。
Verse 3, that is Christian. We too were foolish, disobedient.
无知在罗马书第一章里面呢，就告诉我们呢，这个是因为，人呢虽然知道上帝，却不当作上帝荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
So the foolish means is what the Romans 1:21 mentioned. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God or gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened.
那罗马书这边呢指出来了，人的无知不是因为他没有知识。
So Roman here. Point out the ignorance of people is not like they are not educated.
是因为他们不要神，所以他就变为一个无知的人。
Because they do not want God, that's why they become a foolish person.
所以让我们回到提到书三章三节里面呢，他就继续讲到，这些人呢是叛逆的一个人。
So let's go back to verse 3. It's continue to say those people are also disobedient.
这里的意思就是呢，我们本来呢是一群无法无天的人。
So it means that we are the people that are wild and uncontrolled.
我们不怕神，也不怕这个法律。
We do not fear God, nor we fear the law.
不单只是这样，我这里讲到了，我们是被迷惑，服侍各样私欲和宴乐。
Not only that, it's continue to say that we are deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures.
所以总括来说，第三节讲到基督徒本来是怎么样的一群人呢？他不是什么超好人呢。
So we can see what the Christian looks like.And actually, they are not the super nice guys.
他本来是一群呢，只是为了自己的人。
They used to be a group of people who only think about themselves.
我们说就是道一放两旁，利益放中间。
So they behave like they are moral and righteous, but they only seek their selfish gain.
还有呢，保罗继续形容他们呢，就是长存恶毒、嫉妒的心。
Paul continued to describe them as they live in malice and envy.
恶毒跟嫉妒有什么分别呢？
What's the difference between malice and envy?
恶毒就是你希望对方倒霉。
Malice is you wish the other party has misfortune.
这个是一个损人不利己的一个态度。
That is a mindset that bring harm to the others and as well as not benefit yourself.
我没有的东西，我希望你也没有。
If I don't have something, I wish you don't have it either.
嫉妒的意思就是我希望得到你的东西。
So envy means I want the things that you have.
所以如果我举一个例子，比方说你现在在路上见到一个人开一个很漂亮的跑车。
So I'll give you an example. For say if you see someone driving a very cool race car.
那么你心里面就说最好他撞车了。
And you think to yourself, I wish he got a car accident.
那么这就是恶毒。
And that is malice.
那如果你希望得到他的跑车呢？那么你就是嫉 嫉妒。
If you want his race car, then that is you are envious.
那如果你希望他破产以后用一个很便宜的价钱把他的跑车卖给你呢，那么你就是又恶毒又嫉妒。
So if you want him to go bankrupt and you can buy his race car at a cheaper price, then you are malicious and envious.
最后第三节呢，形容基督徒本来是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
And then verse 3 is continue to say that Christians they are being hated and hating one another.
这个就是你恨别人，别人也恨你啊。
That is you hate others and the others hate you.
那保罗这样子形容我们的过去，你就了解这样子的人怎么可能通过学习的方法成为一个超级的好人呢？
So Paul described what we used to be. And then you know how could a Christian become super nice guys?
我们中国人有句话，就是“江山易改，本性难移”。江山易改 ，OK， 嗯哼，就看你有没有睡觉啊 ，OK。
So we have a Chinese saying that it's easy to move the rivers and mountains than to change someone's disposition.
所以呢，当我们所以其实我们了解，人是不可以透过学习去改变他的本性。
So we know that we cannot change our dispositions by through learning.
这个也是我信主的过程里面的一个发现。
This is one of my discoveries during when I come to faith.
就是当你不留意自己的时候，你还觉得自己不错。
So when you don't pay enough attention to yourself, you think you are kind of good.
但是当你留意自己的时候，你就会发现，其实你里面是充满罪恶的。
But if you pay close attention to yourself, and you will find that you are full of evilness.
我发觉了，我没有能力去学习到圣经的这个标准。
So I found that I have no way to reach the what is described in Bible.
好像圣经说，我也知道在我里头，就是在我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善是由得我，只是行出来由不得我。故此我所愿意的善，我反不做。我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
It's just like what described in Romans. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want.
圣经告诉
is what I keep on doing.
圣经告诉我们，人是罪的奴隶。
And the Bible tells us that we are the slave of sin.
我们是受罪的控制。
And we are mastered by sins.
所以立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
So, I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out.
你说这样子的人怎么可以通过学习去改变呢？
So how could such a person can change himself through learning?
事实上，圣经告诉我们，我们人每一个都是外透的一个人。
Actually, Bible tells us each one of us are totally depraved.
我们喜欢犯罪。
We like to commit sins.
所以我们必须要神来救我们。
So we need God to save us.
那实际上很多人都了解了自己是有罪的。
So actually, many people know they are sinners.
所以我们要问的问题就是：有罪的人怎么可以得到神的拯救呢
？So we ask a question: How could sinners be saved?
那么就是我们要看第二个误解了，就是很多人以为啊，基督徒是可以站回来的。
So now let's look at the second misunderstanding. So many people think that Christian can be earned.
这个我的意思就是，如果我们做一些事情，比方说我们来教会。
What I mean is, if we do something, for example, we come to church.
平常有读经。
And we read Bibles.
我们有奉献。
And we offered.
我们对社会有贡献。
And we contribute to the society.
大概神因为我们做了这些好事的时候，他会救我们。
Probably God will save us by all these good deeds.
但第五节很清楚地告诉我们呢，基督徒不是赚回来的。
But the verse 5 clearly told us, Christian is not earned.
第五节说，他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义。
Verse 5 says, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness.
你知道圣经这句话的意思呢？不是说非基督徒呢，他就只会做坏事。
So, you know, this verse tells us, it doesn't tell us that the non-Christian, they cannot do good things.
其实我们都了解，很多不信耶稣的人，他们也做很多好事事的。
Yeah, we know many people who don't believe in Jesus. They do good things.
但是呢，第五节的意思就是，无论我们做多少的好事，都不足够让神去救你。
But the verse 5 says, no matter how many good things we have done, it's not good enough for God to save us.
因为圣经讲到呢，我们都像不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。
Because the Bible says we have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment.
那么你就会问一个问题：为什么神这么不公平，看我们的善事是污秽的衣服呢？
Then you might ask a question: Why God is not fair, and He view our good behavior as a filthy rags?
那么我讲一个故事，大概你就能够明白。
So I tell you a story, you might get the point.
那结婚以后呢，大部分时间呢都是我太太煮饭的。
So after I get married, most of the time my wife cooked.
但是有一段时间呢，我们都在神学院里面念书。
And there was a time that both of us were studying in seminary.
当时我把工作辞掉，但是我太太呢还是部分时间工作。
So I quit my job, but my wife work part time.
所以有一天我就在想，太太早晨要上学，下午要上班，那么今天我就负责煮饭了。
And then one day I thought, my wife, she needs to go to school in the morning, and in the afternoon she needs to go to work. So maybe today I will cook.
其中一道菜就是炒菜。
And one of the dishes is stir fry.
其实我觉得我也煮得蛮好的。
Actually, I think I'm a good cook.
我先把这个锅子烧红。
I heated the wok.
那么下盐跟蒜。
Then I put in the salt and garlic.
闻到香味以后才把这个菜放进去。
After I smelt the good smell, and then I put in the vegetable.
那么我觉得这道菜就是湿香味都全了。
And I think this dish looks good, smells good, and tastes good.
太太下班以后回来知道我煮饭了，她就很高兴。
So after my wife came home from work, and she knew that I cooked, she was really happy.
那么他就坐下来吃了一口
，and she took a bite，
就没有讲话
，and she didn't say anything。
我就想知道为什么呢
？And I want to know why。
那么太太就开口问我一句话
，and she asked me，
你有没有把这个菜先洗干净才煮呢
？Did you wash before you cook？
我说大概有啊。
Probably.
然后吃了一口以后呢，就觉得哎，都是篱笆，不能吃。
So after I took a bite, it's full of dirt.
所以你说为太太煮饭是不是一个好事？
Do you think cooking for my wife is a good thing?
是啊。
Yes.
但是因为这个菜里面有篱笆的时候，就不能吃了。
But because this vegetable, this dish has dirt, so it's not eatable.
所以同样，我们的罪会 沾染我们的行为。
In the same way that our sin will pollute our behavior.
有一些人行义，是因为他希望出名。
Some people they do the right thing because they want the fame.
有些人行义是因为他希望好有好报。
Some people they do good because they want to get a good reward.
但是我一般人没有想到他为了神和去做这些事情。
But the people they don't think that they will do good for God's sake.
所以神说，所有的义就好像污秽的衣服。
That's why God says all the righteousness are like the polluted garment.
那自然基督徒不是学回来的。
So the Christian is not earned.
也不是赚回来的。
It's not learned and earned.
那么怎么基督徒是怎么来的呢
？So where Christian? How could you be a Christian?
那么提多书三章四到五节就告诉我们。
The verse 4-5 tells us.
基督徒是神找回来的。
Christians are found by God.
第三节讲到我们本来是不要神的一群人。
Verse 3 says we are a group of people who don't want God.
我们也不怕神。
We don't fear God.
我们恨对方，对方也恨我们。
We hate others and others hate us.
但是第四节就讲到我们的救主的恩慈和他向人所施的慈爱显明的时候，他便救了我们，并不是因为我们自己所行的义，乃是照他的怜悯。
Verse 4 and 5 says, But when the goodness and loving kindness of God, our Savior, appeared, He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy.
那你见到了神寻找人，不是因为我们寻找神。
So you can see, it's God who seek us, it's not we seek God.
这里很清楚讲出来，不是因为我们的行为。
And it's clearly say it's not by our deeds.
完全是出于神的怜悯。
It's completely by God's mercy.
从前我认识一个从香港来的一个学生。
I used to know a student from Hong Kong.
他因为在香港的成绩不好，所以他家人就把他送过来美国念书。
Because he didn't have a good grade in Hong Kong, so his family sent him to America to study.
结果他来了美国，读了五六年的本科，也还没有毕业。
So after he came to U.S. and he studied 5 or 6 years, and he still didn't get the undergraduate degree.
结果他爸爸就决定要来美国看一看他。
So his father decided to come to America and to visit him.
他来到的时候才发觉这个儿子把他的学费拿去赌钱。
So after he came here, he found out that his son used the tuition to gamble, to do the gambling.
所以过去两年，所有学费都拿去赌场了。
So in the past 2 years, and he spent all the tuitions in casino.
所以最后他欠学校的学费，也欠这个赌场的钱。
So in the end, he owes school tuition and also owes the money to casino.
到这个时期啊，其实这个学生呢，什么钱都没有。
So in the end, he has no money.
所以呢，他只能呢住一个房间，是在人家的地下室的一个小小的一个房间。
So he can only rent a room in a basement, a very small room.
是没有窗户的一个房间。
It's a room without window.
所以当他爸爸来到的时候。发现这些事情的时候
，So when his father came and found all this out，
发觉呢，他把所有的钱都拿去赌场输光了
，And found he lost all the money in casino。
现在住在一个房间里面没有光，就好像坐牢一样。
And live in a room without light is just like in a prison cell。
你知道这个爸爸第一句对这个儿子所讲的话是什么
？Do you know the first the words his dad told his son？
那这个爸爸没有说出生 你是活该的。
His dad didn't say you deserve what you have done.
反而他问他儿子一个问题。
On the contrary, he asked his son a question.
为什么要这样活下去呢？
Why you live your life like this?
我们一起回家吧。
Let's go home.
其实神见到我们人的情形也是一样。
And in the same way, we God see us.
神没有因为人叛逆他就放弃我们。
God did not forsake us because we are disobedient.
反而他因为他的怜悯跟慈爱。
But by his grace and his love,
他就拯救我们。
And he saved us.
他神怎么救我们呢？
How did God save us?
第四节讲到呢，就是这个慈爱显明的时候。
And verse 4 says, it is when this goodness and loving kindness appeared.
这个就是讲到圣诞节的时候呢，主耶稣降生的事情。
That refers to the Christmas when Jesus came to this world.
神因为爱人，所以他主动来找我们。
So God loved us so much, so He came to the world to seek us.
但是你要想一想一个问题哦。
But think about this question.
如果我们的本性就是爱犯罪的。
If our nature is we like to commit sins.
那么你找回来的一群罪人，他还是一样。
So and you brought back a group of sinners, they will be like that.
他不会因为你神把他找回来，他不变成一个超好人的。
They will not become a super nice guys after God brought them back.
所以，如果神要救人的时候，他要解决两个问题。
So for God to save people, He has to solve two problems.
第一，就是他要洗干净这个人本来的罪。
The first, He has to cleanse the sins of the man.
还有就是他要改变这个人的性情，以致到他不会再喜欢犯罪。
And he need to change this person's nature, so this person is not inclined to commit sins.
那如果神不使尽人的罪的时候，其实他连跟人相交的机会也没有。
If God does not cleanse our sin, there's no way he will fellowship with us.
但是还有如果人的本性不改变的时候，其实我们人只是好像一头猪一样。
Also, if we do not change our nature, we're just like a pig.
你把它洗干净以后，它过一阵子又跑回去这个篱笆里面。
You clean the pig, and after a while, he will go back to the mud.
所以呢？最后，圣经告诉我们，基督徒呢必须要是从神而生的。
So, the Bible tells us, Christian has to be born of God.
第五节里面讲到，他便救了我们，执着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。
Yeah, verse 5 says he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是神拯救人的方法。
That is the way God saved man.
执着重新的洗，圣灵的更新。
By the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
这句话告诉我们，其实神救人呢，跟圣灵的工作有一个很大的一个关系。
This verse tells us, God's salvation are tightly connected to the Holy Spirit.
第一样事情就是这个重新的洗。
The first is the washing of regeneration.
那我们都知道啊，你洗不同的东西要用不同的方法。
We know when you wash different things, you use different method.
有的是用水洗。
Something you need to wash by water.
有的东西呢，你不需要用油性的东西才可以把这个污垢洗干净。
Some stain need to be washed using the oil soluble solution.
那么人的罪是用什么方法去洗呢？
So what method to cleanse our sins?
那么第六节呢，其实就讲到 圣灵就是神执着耶稣基督我们救主厚厚的灌在我们身上，好叫我们因他的恩得称为义，可以凭着永生的盼望成为后嗣。
So verse 6 says, He poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
要洗干净罪，必须要用水去洗。
To cleanse sins, we need to use blood.
这里就是说罪的代价就是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
但是父神为了怜悯人的时候呢，他就让主耶稣代替所有的罪人死在十字架上。
But by the mercy of God, he let Jesus Christ die on the cross for us.
叫一切相信他的人能够称为义。
So whoever believe in him will be righteous.
所以呢，主耶稣救我们的方法是一个代替的一个方法。
So the way the Lord save us is the substitution.
主死了，我就不用死。
The Lord died, so I don't have to.
那当我刚刚信耶稣的时候，我明白这一点的时候呢，我心里面还有疑问。
So when I first became a believer, I still have some questions on this.
主耶稣一个人怎么可以代替全世界这么多人死呢？
How could Jesus Christ to be a substitute to die for all the people in the world?
这个就是因为圣灵的洗。
That is because of the washing of Holy Spirit.
你记不记得呢？很多时候我们在水里的时候会引用罗马书六章三到四节的一段话去解释。
And so you know, when we have the baptism, we'll quote the Romans chapter 6 verse 3 to 4.
水里是圣灵的洗的一个象征。
Baptism is a symbol of the washing of Holy Spirit.
第三节讲到，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们执着受洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫你们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督执着父的荣耀从死里面复活一样。
Verse 3 to 4. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
圣灵呢，把信耶稣的人呢，植在耶稣的身上。
Holy Spirit implanted the people who believe in Jesus on Jesus.
所以当耶稣死的时候，信他的人也死了。
So when Jesus died, the people who believe in Jesus died as well.
这个就是为什么耶稣能够一个人代替这么多人去死。
That's why Jesus can substitute for all the peoples to die.
保罗在提多书里面称圣灵的死为重生的死。
Paul in Titus, he calls the washing of the Holy Spirit as the washing of regeneration.
因为圣灵重生了我们。
Because Holy Spirit regenerate us.
这个也是神救我们的第二步。
That is the second step that God save us.
重生的意思就是圣灵给我们那个新的生命。
Regeneration means God gave us a new life.
这个生命不会好像我们从前的生命喜欢犯罪。
This life doesn't like our old life, inclined to sin.
这个新的生命是从神而来。
This new life comes from God.
这个生命是有能力去胜过死亡的。
This life has power to prevail death.
也能够胜过罪恶。
And to prevail, the evilness.
这个新的生命，他是喜欢听神的话。
This new life like to listen to God's words.
所以提多书讲到，他会使我们成为神的后嗣。
So Titus says he wants us to be God's heirs.
当你明白基督徒是神的儿女的时候，你就会明白基督徒没有可能是学回来，或者是占回来。
So when you understand the Christians are God's children, and you know Christian cannot be learned, nor earned.
比方说，我很希望成为你的儿女。
For example, I want to be your child.
我可不可以用通过一个学习的方法成为你的儿女
？Can I learn to be your child?
或者我给钱你，我送钱给你啊，你让我成为你的儿女。
Or I give you money, say, and let me be your child.
什么人可以成为你的儿女啊
？Who can be your child？
就是从你而生的，就是你的儿女了。
Someone who is born of you is your child。
你所生的儿女就会像你。
The child born of you will look like you。
因为我们的神是一个超好的神，所以他生出来的儿女就是一个超好的人。
Because our God is a super nice.God, so the child born of him are super nice guys.
第五节里面讲到了圣灵还有一个工作，就是圣灵的更新。
And another work of Holy Spirit is the renewal.
圣灵每一天会更新每一个基督徒。
Holy Spirit renewed every Christian's on daily basis.
以知道我们可以胜过罪。
So that we can overcome the sins.
把我们原来爱犯罪的本性一点一点的更新过来。
So to correct our nature that is inclined to commit sins,
基督徒胜过罪不是靠受刑。
So we can overcome the sin is not because of what?
就是受难呢。
Not by the spiritual practice.
也不是靠你自己去守律法。
By obeying the law.
乃是靠圣灵每一时每一刻的对你的提醒。
It's by the reminding of Holy Spirit and any times.
每一个基督徒都有圣灵住在他的心里面。
Every Christian has Holy Spirit dwelt in him.
那么圣灵就会每时每刻会提醒你。
So Holy Spirit will remind you and moment by moment.
比方说，他有的时候提醒你，今天你还没读圣经哦。
And sometimes, it remind you, you haven't read the Bible.
或者夫妻吵架以后呢，圣灵提醒你，你还是先开口啦。
You have an argument with your spouse, and Holy Spirit remind you, you need to be the first to reconcile.
那从律法的角度呢，我就常常觉得我没有这个需要啊。
From the perspective of the law, I don't think I have that need.
因为从来我不觉得自己有错的。
Because I don't think I'm the one who is wrong.
但是圣灵会。他会提醒你，你还是先开口啊。
But Holy Spirit will remind you and open your mouth.
那么呢，当你每一次慢慢的去顺服圣灵的时候，你就会结出圣灵的果子。
So after you gradually follow the reminding of Holy Spirit, you will bear the spiritual fruit little by little.
那么你就会成为一个超好人。
And then you will become a super nice guy.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为我们本来是叛逆你的一个人。
We are disobedient to you.
我们喜欢犯罪。
We like to commit sins.
我们是不要神的一个人。
We are the one who don't want God.
但是主你来找我们。
But Lord, you come and seek us.
圣灵洗净我们的罪，也赐我们新的生命。
And the Holy Spirit wash our sins and give us new life.
因为主耶稣为我们的罪死在十字架上面。
Because the Lord Jesus died for our sin on the cross.
让我们今天每时每刻就是听圣灵的带领。
And help us to listen to follow the guidance of Holy Spirit.
那么我们就会结出圣灵的果子。
So that we can bear the spiritual fruit.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.